You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Oh my God. What a day, what a day, what a day, what a day. It's been a day, you guys, already. And
it
it's only like nine, it's not even nine yet. It's been a day.
No.
Lots going on. All right, the Liam Payne thing. You know, I guess TMZ, a huge blunder, right? Like, huge. They posted pictures of part of his body on the ground after Liam Payne from One Direction fell out of the balcony, jumped out of the balcony. We don't really know. But people couldn't believe that they posted this.
I wonder why they did it. I mean, who made that decision?
Yeah, I don't know.
You would have thought, I mean, TMZ of all people, all right?
Yeah.
They're the entertainment Bible, right? And they get a picture of this, and instead of saying, hey, let's hold on to it. Let's find out what happened here. Let's, you know, a little early. We don't even know if the family knows if he's passed away or not.
I mean, it was so fast.
Within an hour,
yeah,
they said.
Yeah, I mean, that's
the thing.
They had
the picture, and they posted for the world to see.
Here are some of the comments. TMZ, effing shame on you. What a disgrace. TMZ posting part of a photo of Liam Payne's dead body in an article announcing his death is beyond deplorable. I can't tell if I'm losing my mind lately or if society has always been so overtly morally decrepit. No matter how you felt about Liam Payne, posting pictures of his dead body is mental. You know, it goes on and on.
Yeah.
And on. They took it down, but then what they wrote instead is that we have seen a picture of his body, and it is in fact his because his tattoos match up.
I never saw it. Did you?
I did not.
No, I didn't see it either.
I didn't see it either.
And I don't want to. You know?
No, me either.
Yeah.
Me either.
There's just no reason for that. Tom Brady, we mentioned this earlier. Tom Brady took 5% stake of the Las Vegas Raiders. And there's a buttload of restrictions on his broadcast now, on his broadcast career. If I was Fox, I'd go, hey, we just paid you $325 million to be unrestricted in your play-by-play. And so the fact now that you can't say anything about a referee, you can't say anything about the NFL, you can't go over to the other side's team to be in the locker rooms or anything like that because you're a 5% stake owner. What's our 325 for?
Yeah, I don't know how he got approved.
I don't either. I mean, that's really weird.
All the NFL voters or the owners vote, and they all voted him in by unanimous decision. So I don't know. But I wouldn't think that you'd be eligible.
Me either. Seems a little crazy, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Ariana Grande, her appearance on Saturday Night Live became the highest rated since, I think they said 2020, something like that. What was
2021 with Elon.
2021, and it was with Elon Musk. And here's the thing. If I'm Stevie Nicks and I'm the musical guest, I'd be like, hey, wasn't that me? Wasn't that about me, not about Ariana Grande? Didn't they come to watch me sing again? Oh, man. I'd be kind of mad.
You know, yeah, I would too.
Because nobody's mentioning her at all. They're all saying it's because of Ariana Grande, which, by the way, she was absolutely fantastic. She did so many great skits, and she's really a great little actress and can do all these impressions. But Stevie Nicks is a legend, man.
Yeah, but you said that Stevie wasn't that good. You even came in on Monday and said, that, hey, I saw the Stevie Nicks portion of the SNL, and it was horrible.
I know, and it was. It wasn't good at all. But the thing is, you know, it's the tune-in people. I think they did tune in to see Stevie Nicks sing.
And typically you do. I mean, the big draw is the musical guest every
right.
single week.
And they're saying, Ariana Grande, I'd just be mad if I was her, that's all. All right, BJ, you know that you're going to go see the Eagles at the Sphere?
I am.
Well, they have added four more dates to their ongoing residency at the Sphere. I guess they sold out. So do you know how much you paid for your ticket?
I think $300.
A piece?
Yeah. That's cheap.
Yeah, that seems really cheap.
That's
the
cheap.
The Dead Company ones I was looking at were like $350 minimum.
We were out there. We saw Dead and Company. The next night we wanted to go back, or my wife did, wanted to go back. They were $750 each.
Woo! Really?
$750
wow.
the following night. Sold out show. And the Eagles for $300, folks, that's a bargain.
Yeah.
That's
Will you look up how much Imagine Dragons is tonight at Red Rocks?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I'll bet you it's close to what I'm paying
for
the
Eagles.
Yeah, easily.
Yeah, I bet it
especially
is.
At Red Rocks.
Yeah. Yeah. You get the Eagles at Ball Arena, you would probably be paying more than $300.
So one time, a long time ago, I found out Imagine Dragons, who is my favorite band on the planet. We're going to Red Rocks. And I asked my boss, I was like, hey, can I get tickets? And he's like, sure. And I go, can I get like backstage passes and everything? He's like, yeah, that's no problem at all. And then I was like, oh my God, awesome. Because I never asked for tickets. Well, then about, I don't know, like last month, I was like, hey, about those Imagine Dragon tickets. And he's like, yeah, we don't have any.
Oh,
yeah,
we don't have any. Why'd you say yes?
They're $406 a piece right now for the cheapest ones.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Eagles, not so bad.
Not so bad. No. Not so bad.
In the Sphere, too.
Yeah, I'm bringing up the Sphere because the Sphere, as I mentioned earlier, they're going to build one just like it in Abu Dhabi. So Abu Dhabi, I feel like it's like an hour and a half from Dubai. But in Abu Dhabi, they're just going to have to pay a licensing fee and the blueprints and all that stuff, blah, blah. It's going to be exactly dead on just like the Sphere.
Yeah, well, no, I think theirs is going to be better.
You do?
Yeah, because, I mean, you've already built the Sphere, so you've learned things that you can do better, right? Oh, you always do.
That's true.
So you got to figure the one they... Plus, they have so much money.
Oh, my
there.
God.
You got to figure. It's unlimited checkbook.
So
over
you
there,
think
okay?
It's just going to be a bigger ball?
It's going to be massive, Jamie. And it's going to put us to shame. And here we are. We're sitting here with this second place again because of those Abu Dhabi boobies.
The who?
Or Doobie Dhabi doobies.
Abu Dhabi.
Yeah, those guys. Abu Dhabi.
Abu Dhabi.
Sounds like a tribe.
Abu Dhabi do.
The Abu Dhabis down in the Amazon.
It sounds like a foreign Flintstones. Abu Dhabi do.
Abu Dhabi do's. Yeah, the Abu Dhabi do's are going to beat us with the Sphere. I guarantee it's going to be bigger and better.
Yeah, it probably will be. I will tell you, they're Atlantis. So Atlantis is in the Bahamas, and then there's an Atlantis in Dubai.
Yeah.
Skunks it. Oh, my God. Skunk. Yeah.
They have so much money over there, man.
They have a lot of money. Yeah, they're cops. They drive Ferraris.
Yeah.
And Lambos.
That's how you know you got money.
Yep.
They pay at McDonald's with gold bars.
Are you right? Mariah Carey. This is the final story I'm going to do. But Mariah Carey says that in the vault, she has an alternative rock album, and she's going to release it.
Really?
That's going to be terrible.
It's in the vault. She recorded it a long time ago, and she said that she's so mad that she hasn't done it yet. It was called Someone's Ugly Daughter. She never released it, but it's an LP, and she says that she's going to release it.
She's going to release
idea.
It?
Yeah.
Or is it there for after her death or something?
No, she said she wants to release it.
Some of the artists do that, you know. They do it for whenever they pass.
She said it's a good album. You'll hear it. I was getting life from that. Seriously, it was... it's no joke. It's everlasting. I'm going to actually release this.
There's no way that's going to be a good album.
An alternative rock
album? Mariah? Come on.
We'll see.
I don't see her as the next Pink.
No.
You know?
I don't either.
Yeah. So what? Oh, I am a rock star!
That was pretty good.
Oh, thanks.
Maybe you should do an album.
Right?
Yeah.
There you go. Tabloid Trash.
BJ and Jim.
Man, I'm such a lazy person.
I know.
No, you're supposed to say, no, you're not.
Oh, but I think you are.
Here's what I did. Oh, first, let me play this for you, okay?
Okay.
Oh, hang on a second. I got to pull it up here. You would think that I'd be ready for this, but I'm not. All right, here we go. Law enforcement's cracking down for November. They're back again. They did it in July. They're cracking down on license plates that are expired.
They did this back in July and August, and they actually came up with around 430 citations when they were targeting registrations or expired registrations, I should say, and temporary license plates. They will be implementing it yet again starting in just a couple of weeks from now on November 1st through November 30th. So if a driver is caught without a registration, they will be required to pay around a $95 fine for a Denver Municipal Code citation on top of the registration and renewal costs. During this enforcement period, DPD is temporarily exercising a clause in its low-level traffic stops policy, meaning officers can pull over drivers for expired plates and registrations even if they don't pose an immediate risk to the public.
Boom! I guess if you didn't, if they weren't looking for a stolen vehicle or there was some real reason, I guess in the past, if they saw that it was outdated, no big deal. They just let you go.
Yeah, they're saying that this is, I mean, they mean business, which they probably should have done this a while back we were talking about in our boss's office, like there are literally so many cars without even plates at all.
Seriously.
Yeah.
it's
I see
wild.
Like five every day when I know, I drive right? from Park Meadows up to the lab.
It's yeah. nuts. It is absolutely nuts. I'm like, you guys are rolling dirty. But why are you so lazy? You still didn't get it changed?
No, I did.
Oh.
I went in Monday because I came in and said, hey, I'm driving dirty. I've been driving dirty for 3 or 4 months. I just like that term, driving dirty, you know? And so Monday, I said, hey, I'm going straight to the DMV. I'm going to get this done, which I did. I've yet to put them on.
Oh, you have?
They're lying in my front seat on my passenger side. They're just lying there. And I saw them this morning. I thought, oh, crap. I forgot to put these on my vehicle.
Yeah.
So I'm still driving dirty, but I got them in there.
Well,
so
good.
I don't know if I get pulled over, do I just show them this and I'm all good?
Just
or?
Say I didn't have a screwdriver.
Yeah.
And, well, I've got a toolbox in the back of the vehicle.
Oh, well, so I mean, they don't know what's in there, you know.
They would assume probably. But get this. So yesterday, I didn't pay my fine. Remember the double lane in the express lane?
Yeah. Oh.
The double line, I mean, the white line. And I crossed over, and remember I told you I got a ticket? Well, I guess I let it go past the payment date.
Okay? Oh.
It's a $75 ticket, right?
Yeah.
So yesterday I get a letter from the state, and they're serious, man. It's like, okay, we're going to set a date for a hearing or something of that nature. I don't remember exactly what it said, but they say I now owe them $180.
Oh, wow. Just because you're late? Oh, that is costly. For being a procrastinator, yeah. That is woof.
And I went and got the mail yesterday and hid this from my wife.
Nice.
I did. I better take that out of there. She's going to really be mad now.
I thought you controlled the household.
Yeah. Well, there's
wrong
no
things,
use,
baby.
There's no use have arguments where you don't need. You know,
if you could, I thought you said
it's
like
a non-issue.
I run this place.
Yeah. Listen, that's how you control the household.
I didn't know you had to hide this. She'll get so mad at me.
I've got to get the mail.
Jamie, it was a sticker shocker to me when I opened that up.
Yeah.
I opened it up yesterday, and first I saw it's like from the state, and it looked really official. It's like urgent, you know, in close. In here. And so I open it up and I'm like, ooh, man, this thing has like the state seal on it. That's when you know you're in trouble.
Right? Can you just pay it online?
I'm sure you can.
Yeah.
And I should have, I could have. I just didn't know it, you know?
Yeah. I told you I still owe this eye doctor. He was an old dude. And they sent me the bill that you have to put the credit card number on the actual piece of paper.
On the slip and then
yeah,
send it back.
No
way am I doing that.
I called them. I go, is there no way to do this online? Yeah, he's a little antiquated.
Oh, my God.
Like, I'm not putting my credit card number in the mail. You guys are morons.
It's rare, but every now and then you come across that business that still requires certain...
Well, he was the old dude, too, that told me the reason why I can't see anymore is because I got the vaccines.
Yeah.
I was like, okay. Okay, goodbye.
All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. The weather's going to change, though. I mean, we've got rain. There's some snow in the forecast. Everything.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. A little conflicting reports this morning when it comes to the weather. Some are seeing some snow that we could get some as close as, where was it?
Genesee. But that's
the
Weather Channel said that. But then Dave Frazier, I'm watching his radar, is not on there.
Okay.
Just saying, it's frustrating.
We are looking at rain.
It's frustrating.
Rain for the metro. Now, I did see where Castle Rock, down in that area, maybe the Monument, Palmer Divide, could get a dusting of snow.
I saw this really cool thing. I didn't know that they did this. Did you know that they name winter storms? I did not know that. They've named them since 2014, and there's like, I don't know, about 30 of them, 30 names that they pick every year to name them. Like Liam.
Just like they do with like hurricanes?
Yeah, like like Usher, like all these names.
I remember one that was a massive storm that was a winter storm that did get a name, but I thought it was just a one-time thing. I didn't think that it was, you know, something that they do regularly.
Yeah, I guess they do. And it's just like hurricanes. Like the first one will be Anya. The second one will be Blair, Cora, Demi. It goes like that.
I did see where down in the San Juan Mountains that they're looking at 3 feet of snow. They're looking up to 40 inches of snow down there over this next couple of days.
They said that to get a name, it has to affect like several areas, you know, not just like our state.
Yeah.
And it also can't be the lake effect situation. It has to be like a monster storm.
If I'm not mistaken, remember that storm that went through like Reno, Nevada, and it left last year and it left like 7 feet of snow or something like that? Came out of Northern California into the Nevada. That one got a name, I remember, last year, I think it was.
What was its name?
I have no idea.
Hmm.
Lizzo. Should I go with that? That's my favorite storm.
It really is. And it's funny because they don't have Lizzo as down as a name. They should, though.
They should.
I'm going to write them. And tell them.
Either way, you're going to get the feel, a little bit of a vibe of the weather changing in the fall. It's just a day late because we need it today with the Broncos playing tonight. Maybe make some chili for tonight.
No, tonight. Today's going to be like 70.
I'm saying that it's late. A day late.
Oh, gotcha.
It'd be perfect for football night tonight with the Broncos.
True. That's true.
All right. BJ Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
Oh, my God. It just says, I'm just reading. It says, oh, my God, maroon is the go-to color for fall.
I like maroon.
Well, that's good. You should buy something maroon.
Yeah, well, I'm already there, man. I am fall ready.
Yep.
My vehicle's maroon.
It is maroon. Yeah.
I love maroon.
Wow.
I mean, it's okay. Yeah. We got to get out of here. Go Broncos.
Go Broncos.
Go Broncos. Woo! Hopefully they win tonight.
I guess there's a game tonight. I didn't even know it.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I didn't even know.
Oh, your favorite player, Bozo's playing.
Yes, he sure is.
Bo knows. Bo is playing tonight. Hopefully we pull this off tonight. All right, we got to go. You guys have a great day today. Don't forget, more chances to win Coldplay coming up at 12 noon today. That Heather girl, she's here. What? The Heather lady.
Heather Collins.
Yep.
Heather Collins.
Sometimes you remind me of my grandpa.
Slacker show. They have tickets too. Who else? I guess that's it.
That's okay. All right.
We'll see you back here tomorrow. Jimmy, try to be on time tomorrow.
I really will.
I mean, today you were an hour late.
An hour late.
Car troubles, man.
She got here at 7 o'clock this morning.
I did.
It's like she didn't even go to work.
Oh, my God.
Like, why even come in?
I literally almost turned around because we were all just sitting there. I'm like, I'm done.
I don't blame you.
Oh, my God.
That is so crazy.
It's so crazy. Well, and then they open up the freeway and you're watching everybody zoom by. And you're stuck on the frontage road.
And with this business, too, I mean, you're in your car. You're listening to the show that you should be on.
I know.
And you should be there. And this is from like 5:30 this morning until 7 a.m. Yeah. Jamie's stuck listening to me, Carson, and Schmidl.
Yeah. And what's crazy is I have the Jeep, so I could technically go four-wheeling over to I-25.
That's the most annoying part
about
it.
I really thought about it.
Yeah. I definitely would have done that.
But I thought, I can't get enough. That Jeep is so heavy, I can't get enough speed to get going, you know, in front of another car.
You think you're going to get busted,
too. Yeah.
You think the cops are going to come after you, you know.
Oh, my God.
It's like, man, I should do this, but I won't.
Exactly.
I won't. All right, we got to go. You guys have a great day today. Enjoy. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Love you, people.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.